listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. We're being warned we're not out of the woods just yet after the operator handed back the energy market to suppliers early this morning. AEMO suspended the market a week ago amid fears supply shortages would lead to East Coast blackouts and concerns some generators were taking advantage of the power crisis. As for what it means for consumers, well, Energy Users Association CEO Andrew Richards says there's some price pain to come.
One of the big things for energy users is that there will be significant payments of compensation to generators who are affected under this suspended market scenario. We don't know how much that will be. Could be in the billions of dollars. We don't know.
You could be forced to pay taxes when holidaying across Queensland. The Sunshine State has flagged plans to bring it in for some of its most iconic attractions in a bid to boost revenue for the tourism sector. Those visiting the Great Barrier Reef already pay a levy, but that goes to park authorities. A powerful earthquake has killed at least 1,000 people in Afghanistan, with that number expected to grow. Around 1,500 are believed to have been injured in the 6.1 magnitude quake. DFAT says it's not aware of any Australian casualties. The tremor hit near the border with Pakistan, with many believed to be asleep at the time. And a new campaign to get more jabs in arms will hit screens across the country today. The federal government has committed $11 million to the move aimed at Aussies who are yet to get a third COVID vaccine or flu shot. Jordan De Goey is now on personal leave, with Collingwood confirming last night he won't play in Sunday's clash with the Giants. The star free agent hasn't been seen at Magpies headquarters since he returned from that mid-season trip to Bali. And AFL great Wayne Carey is eager to see Luke Jackson step up in the absence of Max Gawn when the D's host the Lions in tonight's top two showdown. Jackson is weighing up his future amid interest from WA clubs. Carey says his value will be on full display.
Whether he can do what Max does, and that's play in the ruck, still push forward.
Cowboys coach Todd Payton says Reuben Cotter is in a good space despite hurting his hamstring in the warm-up before their win over the Sea Eagles. The prop is expected to miss the remainder of the Origin series.
Game one, I thought he did himself, did his family, did his state proud. Things took a little bit of a turn. Reuben is a pretty smart character. He can put things in perspective. He's out for a little period of time, but things are going pretty well for him still.
Well, Cameron Munster will be the top target for New South Wales in game two on Sunday night. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, sunny and a top of 23 for Brisbane, mostly fine for the Gold Coast and 21. Sydney, mostly sunny too and 19. Partly cloudy but windy for Melbourne, 17 the top. Showers on the way for Hobart, a max of 16 degrees. Adelaide, mostly fine, a top of 18. And showers for Perth, a max of 19. Our listener app is the home of radio, podcasts, music and news. Join up to listen live or on demand now.
Listener.